This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Monday, March 8th. Well, we have the wheat markets lower just slightly on the week. For last week, Kansas City was down 7, Minneapolis down 6, Chicago was down 7. Corn was down 2, and soybeans were up 26. So from a bullish perspective, it's all about soybeans. They are reflecting the dryness that is continuing across much of Argentina. Some are calling it a flash drought. Some are calling it a lingering drought. Whatever it is, it's been around for a while, and it's really starting to take hold on the soybean crop. At the same time, you have northern Brazil trying to get their soybean crop harvested, and they've run into significant rain delays. So it's already starting to take a toll on quality and some yield decline as well. There is a fair amount of soybeans hitting the pipeline coming out of Brazil, but nevertheless, we really needed everything that South America could produce, and we're seeing some yield decline out of Brazil. We're also seeing some yield decline out of Argentina. Now, granted, Brazil did plant record acres of soybeans, so there's still a fair amount to come, but it's not going to be the crop that it certainly could have been, considering the stellar yields that they typically get and the huge plantings. And again, we're starting to see the toll of the dryness really take hold on the soybean crop in Argentina. The other thing going on with South America is because of initially delayed plantings out of much of Brazil because of rain and dryness in some parts. And then, of course, the delayed harvest, it's really pushing back corn plantings for the second crop. That's going to push much of the growing season and the very vulnerable pollination season into the typical dry period for for Brazil. So that's something that's still yet to materialize for the corn crop, but it is one of the reasons why corn so easily follows soybeans along, that its production prospects in South America are at risk. And of course, we're just about to start the growing season here, or at least the planting season in the United States. If soybeans continue to push higher the way they are, it's going to bring more beans into production rather than corn. So both of those markets are fighting each other for acres. Now, there's a fair amount of acres that went into prevent plant last year that certainly would be presumed to most of them to be planted this year. And we will see a notable increase in bean and corn plantings. But I do still think that you're going to pull acres out of spring wheat throughout the Dakotas and Minnesota. With corn and bean prices at these sky-high levels, insurance guarantees are going to be spectacular. And there's just huge incentive for producers to switch back over to corn or soybeans at the expense of other crops. And across the northern plains, that would be, in the northern Midwest, that would be spring wheat primarily. So keep an eye out for that. And I think as we move forward, Minneapolis will need to do something to protect its acres. And I think it's still going to be a loser either way you look at it. So the rally in Chicago wheat against Minneapolis over these last few weeks, I think will reverse itself with Minneapolis able to recover those losses and continue to push higher against Chicago. The spreads with Chicago over Kansas City have widened back out, but I think at the end of the day, that's going to Kansas City, by the end of this growing season, Kansas City should have regained its premium to Chicago. And Minneapolis, too, is a discount to Chicago, at least on the front month. The back month still barely hanging on, but that spread is not nearly as wide as it typically would be, considering the quality wheat. So if you lose acres from spring wheat, then Minneapolis should regain much more of a premium against Chicago. It may not happen until the December or the March 2022 contracts, but I think that is definitely in the cards, and it's certainly something traders would want to take a look at. We have a crop report tomorrow that's going to set the tone. I think it's USDA at some point has to start factoring in the massive exports and the much better than expected exports for corn and soybeans. That's going to continue to whittle down ending stocks, which are already extremely tight. And I think just continues to underpin the market and encourage more plantings for both of those crops. And Russian FOB offers last week were a little bit higher at 291 a ton. That's up too from the previous week. Here in the United States, we were a bit lower. Soft red at the Gulf was down about $4 a ton. We're sitting at 286. In hard red winter wheat at the Gulf, we were steady at 283 a ton. Ukraine offers at 287. That was up too, right along with Russia. So the Black Sea generally is steady to up $2 a ton, and that's going to continue to underpin the market. France at 284 a ton actually is down about $9. So that was kind of a surprise to see, you know, European offers back off so much when the Black Sea was higher. So it's interesting to see that. Argentina offers were down a couple dollars as well, at around $265 a ton. So I think, as you know, the trade's probably going to be fairly quiet today, waiting for the crop report. Although soybeans are making a move, we did gap higher. We were up about 28 cents right after the open on the night session. Right now we're up 15 as we try to wrap up the night session. But we are looking at, you know, obviously good solid support for soybeans. If they can gap into new highs, that's definitely a good sign for them, and that's what they're doing so far this morning. Unless they fail, then I think that really just takes the edge off of that market. But it's obviously going to support corn, and we haven't quite gotten up to those early February highs yet on the old crop. New crop corn just continues to push into new contract highs almost every day. And with wheat, we are not back up to those highs that were put in a couple weeks ago, which still are showing a double top on the charts. So I think wheat is a laggard here. Unless we get some crop conditions that really start to show some deterioration, we just haven't seen that yet in the southern plains. Here in a week or so, we'll be breaking dormancy across the state of Kansas. We should get a good look at that. But if we haven't seen winter kill issues show up in Texas or Oklahoma at this point, it's very unlikely that we're going to see it in Kansas, which is just going to grow a hardier crop. So it doesn't appear that that's really an issue at this point. That doesn't mean it can't show up later, but so far, the market has not indicated that there's a lot of damage across the far southern plains. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.